Senator Woodsum, Representative Berry, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Energy and Technology. First of all, a lot of things might get repetitive as I'm hearing other people talk, and I'll try to scan through those. I'm John Murdoch. I've been a Monhegan Island resident for 42 years. I'm speaking against LD 1262. As a lobsterman in the Monhegan Island Conservation Area, I was aware of the creation of the test site. I, like many others, was somewhat perturbed when the project grew from the proposed eighth scale to two full turbines now being proposed. I became a member of the Monhegan Energy Task Force, not so I could get them moved out, but so I could better help the community understand the reality of the situation, and so I could better understand the pros and cons that this project could create for the community and for the exclusive lobster area that surrounds Monhegan Island. For years, I and other members of the community have been concerned about the decline of our year-round population and the declining number of families and the declining lobsterman population, which is down to about 8 lobstermen. As we moved through the process of being more informed of this project, I started to draw conclusions that, done right, this could be an opportunity to solve some of the long-term problems we have on the island that have led to the failing population. Make it less expensive for people to live there, more inviting for lobstermen to lobster on Monhegan, and solve some of the large issues. Cole spoke about the telephone tower. It was in 1983 that they put the telephone tower up. That was the year my son Ben was born, and it was controversial, but we went through a town process of voting on it, and we went forward with putting up that tower. And people didn't want to see that tall tower. And now nobody even thinks about it until their internet goes down. There are some reasons why I voted the way the town did, 30-1, to form a benefits committee to negotiate with MAB a community benefits package that they can then bring to the town and let the town decide by vote to either support the project or not. We voted to do this as a community. The members of the community that was formed have put a lot of effort in long hours to engage with MAB, and the process is not over. The bill circumvents the process that the town voted to do. This is why I am against the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Murdoch. Other questions? Seeing none, appreciate your testimony.
Thank you.
Next up is Marion Chiaffi, from Monhegan, and also in opposition. After Ms. Chiaffi, we will go back to